In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
So, I spent a month in Normandy studying patterns of ministry as part of a period of sabbatical leave. This included a day I spent with a hospital chaplain. The hospital's administration block is housed in a small chateau, and the chaplain told me that this chateau had once belonged to the uncle of Saint Therese of Lisieux. It was a funny feeling, not just thinking that a saint had actually stayed in that building, but also the idea of someone being a saint's uncle. Not that it should have been strange, because saints are people too, ordinary people who, by the grace of God, have become extraordinary and holy, as ordinary bread and wine, through the action of the Holy Spirit, become extraordinary and holy. Like the Eucharist, saintliness, that is, holiness in human form, shows us that we do our faith physically. Jesus is God made man, and so Christianity is a very physical religion. Things, wine, water, bread, oil, they all speak to us of God, as do our senses, like touch and smell, as well as hearing and thinking. And so often to people, "You are not far from the kingdom of God," Jesus said to someone once. And we may say that a person is truly godly, spirit-filled, Christ-like, which is what we mean by saintliness. In the Creed, which we will say shortly, we will say that we believe the Church is one, holy, Catholic and apostolic. The Church is holy because she is the Church of the saints, people who have responded to God's call to live lives of holiness. But equally, the Church is holy because she makes people holy. The Church is, of course, also full of sinners. And we don't have to look very far to know that that is true. And there is always room for more, of course. But the important thing is, they do actually know that they are sinners. At least I hope they do. And that God has called them to be saints all the same. In her sacraments, especially baptism, forgiveness, Eucharist, the Church provides a pattern of this transformation from sinner to saint. In the old Catholic Church in the Rathausgasse, as part of the Nacht der Religionen on Saturday, there will be an exhibition called Mensch, Heiliger Mensch. You will recognize some of the people featured. Ordinary people, alongside those whose holiness the Church recognizes. in this exhibition, we will see there is a link between those who are called saints and the saintliness we are called to show in our lives. We share this calling with them because we all share in the holiness which is an essential feature of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church to which we all belong. And what is this holiness? You are unlikely to be able to define it intellectually or to achieve it by brain power. It is, I suppose, a bit like being in love. Hard to put into words. But when you feel it, you know that it's there. And this shouldn't surprise us either, because many of the saints would describe themselves as being in love with God. One of these was Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, whose uncle's chateau I visited. You may have read that the relics of Saint Thérèse have recently been displayed in various churches and cathedrals in England, and over 300,000 people came to see them. Well, bones are bones, and there is nothing magic about them. Certainly no one was encouraged to worship them. But just being there made a difference to some people. Someone I was talking to last week told me how when he had been at one of these events, he found himself standing next to a young man. The young man didn't know quite why he was there. He had stopped going to church, he said, couldn't pray because his life was in such a mess. There's a priest over there, said my acquaintance. Go and talk to him. Ask him to help you put things right with God. And sure enough, off he went. Later, he was seen kneeling in prayer. Sometimes we need that something physical to give us a bit of a jolt, a bit of a push towards God, to be convinced that He is interested in us too. Thérèse described her way of holiness as a little way, serving God with love. And she wrote that when we do the simplest tasks with love, then it is pleasing to God. She was speaking, when she said that sort of thing, to millions of people, particularly those who were not highly regarded in her day. She was speaking to their heart, telling them that they too were included, that ordinariness and holiness can run together. Her message is not that this little way is easy, for it is not. What she is saying in a nutshell is, if I can do it, anyone can do it. And perhaps that gives us a clue as any as to what our calling to holiness consists of. To live our life in such a way that others see something of Christ in us. And then they think, if God can do that for them, He can do it for me too. Amen.